There is a malicious threat of downloading spyware and other code whenever you visit a website, and that threat can happen without your knowledge or consent. More than 500,000 websites were infected in the fourth quarter of 2009. So what can you do to stop it? Well, there's a new tool called Blade. That stands for Block All Drive-By Download Exploits. It eliminates the drive-by downloads, and it's being developed by researchers at Georgia Tech and SRA International. Well, here to discuss this project is Wenk Lee. He's a professor at the Georgia Tech School of Computer Science, and he's going to tell us all about it. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
So you have this tool called Blade. Tell us how it works.
So Blade sits between the browser and your operating system. So when a file is being downloaded to your hard drive, say, Blade would try to make sure that the user had previously clicked OK box, or by default, the policy of the browser would allow this file to be downloaded on your computer and be executed. So if there's a file that has been downloaded and the user has not agreed to download this file, then when this file is attempting to execute, Blade will stop that and actually will remove this file.
So why isn't this built into all browsers in the first place? You would think Microsoft and Google would have put that in just as part of their products.
Yeah, that's a good question. One thing we have to realize is that modern-day browsers, they are very, very complex piece of software. It's about the same size. It's approaching the same size of operating system. So it has a lot of features, but also a lot of vulnerabilities or software bugs that can be exploited by attackers. So, I mean, we can do this on every single browser, but it would be a tremendous effort. And I think our approach is a little bit better in that we are oblivious to any browser or any malware.
We're talking with Wenke Lee, a professor at the Georgia Tech School of Computer Science, about this new product called Blade. And I wanted to ask about what is considered drive-by malware. I understand that Blade apparently stops all of it and can keep it from ever being installed on a computer. But what is drive-by malware? How is it different from other malware?
So first of all, drive-by malware, drive-by download is right now the sort of the main approach for malware to infect computers. According to one survey by Google, 60% of malware actually infects your computer through drive-by download. So simply, when you put a web page, point a browser to a web page, it may result in drive-by download in the following way. So the page may contain some malicious contents that will exploit the vulnerabilities of the browser or the plugins. Then once that exploit succeeds, it will silently download and execute another piece of malware.
Now, a lot of websites that people use for transactional purposes or for entertainment send code that you want to execute. So how does the Blade distinguish between the bad stuff and the material that you want to come into the browser?
So, right. So first of all, your browser will support some default file types. For example, you would say for PDF, it would just automatically would download, and you allow them to basically execute in your viewer. But some other types that are not sort of common, let's say your bank's particular program, the correct policy is that it will always prompt the user to say, "Are you okay to download this particular file?" And the user should click OK or cancel. And when user click on the button, Blade will actually record this user decision, and then user's decision to correlate, when the files try to execute. So if the user has not clicked OK and then download the file, try to execute, you will consider that's a drive-by download malware.
Would it also then be a secondary type of security system? That is, let's say I wanted to download some malware to, sabotage a computer system, and I click OK. Does Blade then record that I clicked OK and allowed that malware to come in? And sort of then it's no longer Blade's fault. It's no longer the computer system's fault. It's my fault as the bad guy for trying to let that happen. Does it work that way too?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So that's one approach that's different in Blade, is that we mostly just rely on the user decision, whereas other approaches may look for specific signatures or patterns within the executables that you download to determine whether it's malicious or benign.
Now, let me ask you this. This Blade is in development. You're with Georgia Tech, and you've been working with SRI International. I believe I might have said SRA earlier. It's SRI International.
Yes.
What's the plan to get this? Are you going to try to commercialize it? Or are you going to try to sell it to the government? What are you going to do with it?
Right. So we are in very active development, the final stage, before we are going to publicly release the software. Our estimate is within a month or two.
And so, okay, and it's going to be a free download for people, or this is going to be a product?
Yeah, I was asking how I get my paws on it. This is something I'd be interested in having for my own.
Right, so it would be a free download, and I think SRI has planned to set up a website that people can go and download Blade.